远方。在西雅图少有的一个晴天，毕老师提议我们出门逛逛太空针灯塔、雷尼尔雪山以及西雅图特色的连绵新雨天，都已经一一领略过了。我们绞尽脑汁后突发奇想，决定去寻找华盛顿湖畔传说中比尔盖茨的豪宅。怀抱着侥幸，想当然地觉得传闻中占地面积如此巨大的豪宅，想必能够在很远的地方就一眼望到。于是我们并没有事先查询具体的地址和路线，而是打算一边驾车一边游玩一边搜寻。西雅图的晴天是满满的蓝色，蓝得像是随时要溢出一场温柔细雨，而华盛顿湖畔的堤岸几乎与湖水持平，天连水，水连天，给人一种不知是翱翔天际还是畅游海中的错觉。然而从午饭后一直到临近黄昏，我们也没能找到豪宅的影子，只是望着看不到尽头的马路，却怎么也生不起一丝的烦躁。山路延伸的远方是预期的美景，或是未知的恐惧，都同样让人满怀期待，想要一探究竟。It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star.If I could get out of this place, oh la 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 di di da, la la di di da, la la. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy.And probably will be for life. And the waitress is practicing politics as the businessmen slowly get stoned. Yes, they're sharing a drink they call loneliness, but it's better.
Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.